So when I said I was retired, didn't I? Yeah. But I must mention that during the time, well, before I became head gardener. No, I go back further than that. When I was at Wigan, I bought a camera. A man once showed me colour slides, and the colour was brilliant. Colour was only just coming in then, and I don't think it was here with the photographs, but this slides were good. So I bought a camera for £10 to take slides with. And my wife didn't like it at all. She said, what are you spending £10 on that for? It was all the money then. However, I took an awful lot of slides of Chester Zoo, which I still have, and flower beds and all different things. And I used to do talks from with going around showing these slides. I started before I became head gardener and carried on till just after I retired. But I've been all over Cheshire, WIs, and up in the Wirral, into North Wales, and I've tallied up. I did about over 200 talks in my time then. But people enjoyed it, garden societies, and they enjoyed the way I put it over. It wasn't just going through, it was done in a proper set, spring, summer, autumn, winter, and like that. Particularly a lot of the roses, a good lot of roses, which was bought from Caldwell's. So to retirement. There I am. I've never been bored, not in the least, during my retirement. Perhaps this won't be, I'll just mention this anyway, but the unfortunate thing is I lost my first wife in 1994, and it was on my own then. But then, by a strange thing, these things just happen. I met another lady, just a couple of years older than me, but we met and we got on. And eventually, we got married. And we had 10 lovely years together. But unfortunately, in 2006, I lost her as well. So there we are. I'm back on my own again now. During my retirement, well, it started in 1987. My daughter, who had the youngest daughter, who'd grown up and trained to be a teacher, and she applied for a teacher exchange at a place in Australia. And she's successful, and for the whole of 1987 she was there, and the teacher she took the place of came into her place over in Doncaster. And it was... She really liked it. In fact, she got the bug, and eventually she migrated to Australia in 1990. And I've been there many times since, travelled all over Australia and beyond, New Zealand as well. And I've really enjoyed it, going out there. Long journey, but there we are. Usually go during when it's their summer and our winter, which is very nice.
Can I just take you back to when you used plants from Caldwell's?
Yeah.
Were you responsible for ordering the plant material that you had from them?
Yes. Yes, when I... when I was the head gardener, and my predecessor, Philip Gallup, we did the ordering ourselves. We set out what we wanted, whether it be roses or shrub or trees, and we made out the order and took it to the director and said we'd tell it up what it would cost, and for his approval. And once that was approved, we took it to the accountant, and the order was sent on to them for delivery. In fact, the head gardener, I was as well, responsible for doing all the ordering of like seeds and any plants or garden material, peat. We used to get bales of peat in those days and make our own compost. And we were lucky to be able to get turf, or we call them sods, but turf and stack it to compost down, leave it stacked for a year before we could use it to mix our own compost, which was consisted of John and his fertilizer and the soil, the compost and peat. And we were lucky we was able to get a coarse sand to mix with it as well. So yes, we did get, we were fully responsible really. When Mr. Modish had passed on, the new director came along and we all had to go in turns to him and he said, "What do you do?" Yes. And, oh, and he said to me, "I know nothing about gardening, so I'm going to leave it to you." So that was lovely. I just, but you always had to seek approval if it was spending money on a large amount of money, that is.
So when you ordered the plants, were you using the catalogues or did the salesman come round and?
I was using the catalogues.
Right.
Yeah. We used to see. You hear me? Yeah, I went to drink. Yeah, I think when Philip Gallup was head gardener, I think it would be Mr. Caldwell that used to come to the zoo just to see if things was all right. With me, when I was head gardener, it was Mr. Lehman would come and see what, just have a talk and and I believe that at one time the Caldwells, they had the park superintendent of Wigan retired, Jack Ashton it was, when he retired, I believe that Caldwells, he used to do a little bit of running around for Caldwells just to see if everything was all right with you and sort of keep up the friendship with Caldwells. That was Jack Ashton. retired park superintendent of Wigan Parks. He was the one that took me on at Wigan Parks. And,
so did you order seeds as well as plants from Caldwell's?
We didn't order seeds, no. Our main people that we ordered seeds from was then it was Colgraves. And what are they, Ball Colgraves now, I think, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, that's who I was ordering from anyway.
did you ever visit the nursery or did they always come to you?
Yes, I would go to the nursery. The best time, if you're thinking of roses, is what, July, to see all the roses in colour and just see what kind of a rose bush the variety is, and you'd know what you was ordering then. When we had in my time, we had about 100 different varieties of roses in the zoo, and it probably stretched to about 7,000, 8,000 throughout the zoo, rose bushes, all from Caldwell's. Yeah.
So, Was that the Rose Nursery at Ollerton that you went to?
Yes. In my young days, I used to do a lot of cycling and travel along that road between Macclesfield and Knutsford, and used to see the roses there. And what I remember is the Dun Cow pub was there. And I was along there the other week, and Dun Cow's still there. But I look to the right, and then a little bit further on to the left where they used to have trees. It looks sad. But yes, I look now at rose varieties, and many of them, I've got the list of rose varieties which we would be growing at the time. But it's rather, they come and go, varieties. Varieties come and go. I'll just say, when I joined Chester Zoo on the 1st of, it was about the 2nd of January 1950, wasn't it, when I first joined Chester Zoo? I think I said that, yeah. Anyway, they had, the month before, they'd had a large lot of roses and made up a new rose bed. And among the varieties was Iceberg. Now, what's interesting to me was at the RHS show, 2012, the Friars Nurses was there with a gorgeous lot of roses, and the Iceberg was still among them, about the only one from all those years. And Chester Zoo probably bought it at the end of 1959, and it was introduced in only a year before, 1958. So
was the zoo very keen to have the latest roses?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, well, these that came along, like Superstar, ooh, it's Queen Elizabeth Rose, yeah. Grandpa Dixon, all good varieties, these, yeah.
And did Caldwell's actually recommend any to you? Did they say what they thought was best?
Yes. They would say, you know, yeah, of course, yes. And particularly, I had to make up a large area with shrub roses. And he did come along to, and he said, oh, this is a good variety for shrub rose and that, so, yeah.
And that was Don Lehman, was it, who came?
Yes, yeah, he would tell you what to recommend. But, trees, of course, we got. Oh, yes, there's one particular thing. I'm always concerned these days, not just Chester Zoo, but in my time and my predecessor's time, we could have done things, planted the trees or something like that. And then the planners come along. They ignore all this sort of thing. They're interested in planning. And so sometimes the tree has to go or what. You know. However, what I'm pleased is that today, they'll never go, but in the end of 1963, it would be, right at the end of 63, a number of lime trees were ordered to make an avenue in the zoo, which runs alongside the present monkey house. And these trees, lime trees, I've got it written down. anyway, they was planted in early January 1964, and they're still there. They're growing well. They won't do anything. They won't move those, I don't think. But,
and those all came from Caldwell?
They came from Caldwell, these lime trees, yes. I think it was about 34, it was, that we planted up there. Other trees as well, which I'm trying to think now. Which odd ones would come from Cornwalls of other trees in the zoo. I just can't bring to mind at the moment, really. But it's no use of saying unless they're still there. We did, of course, at the zoo, we did a lot of propagating of shrubs ourselves. It was good for young gardeners to learn this sort of thing, and it and trees.
And did you get herbaceous plants from Caldwell's?
We didn't have much of a herbaceous border at the zoo, no. There might have been a few more from time to time, but there wasn't a lot, no. It wasn't a very big herbaceous border that the zoo had.
So did you plant, did you place orders almost every year for stuff?
Yes. Yeah, heathers, we'd get awesome colours, yes, yeah. Yeah.
And did you ever have any problems with anything you bought from them?
As regards, no, I can't think of anything dying off or anything like that, no. Another thing that I mentioned which we did get from once was we planted in one little, it wasn't many, but it was laburnum and the scarlet malus hawthorn. And we planted in trees alternatively. And I can recommend that if anybody ever has the space to do this sort of thing, you would need a lot. They look really nice when they come into colour. Various malus, the red-leaved malus, we bought those from Caldwell's and was planted. What else? But the main thing we bought, they used to, the roses. They was, of course, the rosy was all bare rooted, and they would come along and tied up in bundles, and they was very good because we could, if we was ordering them for just one bed being replaced, fair enough. But if you had two or three in a bed gone off, you could order just the two or three of that particular variety, which we did.
And they delivered them to you?
They delivered them. They'd come round and bundled and we'd just put them down. Kept them moist, kept the roots moist. This would usually be in end of November, wouldn't it? Beginning of December when they would be delivered. Yes. Whenever we did, if a rose bed sort of went, the rose variety went sick, we would take them out, but we would take down about 1 foot of soil, take it out altogether and dump it. And fortunately at Chesterdew you could always get some soil from one of the pasture fields to replace it. Before we would put the new soil on, in the bottom we would put quite a good layer of that wonderful zoo manure. and planted them, and when they came we got them planted when the weather was suitable, and they did well. We got had all the new varieties as they came along. We got, I do have a list of them, but it's quite, as I said, it's about 100 different varieties.
And how many staff did you have to do all this work?
Well, I was very fortunate when I carried on from my predecessor, Philip Gallup. I was fortunate to keep the same staff, and we was 25, which some people might think, well, what on earth did they all do, you know? Well, it's when you're growing everything yourself, your plants for the summer bedding, there was 80,000 plants put out in the summer and another 80,000 for the spring bedding. We had a nursery where we grew all the pansies, polyanthus, wallflowers for spring bedding, and I have pictures of it all. To see that in colour is, I'll show you when, before we go, we have got a minute. It's a fantastic sight to see. £40,000 we grew, and about 20,000 wallflowers and 20,000 polyanthus. It was, and the, of the polyanthus, all I did, was just buy the blue one, blue seed from blue seed for the polyanthus from Blackmore and Langdon's, and the rest of the seed we used to separate in the spring and plant them in places not against each other, and save the seed ourselves, such as golden and flame and scarlet and yellow. It was quite fantastic, that was.
So did the zoo carry on using Caldwell's after you retired, or do you not know?
Well, I'm still very friendly with the man that succeeded me, and he did, yes. He did, and but he also, he did get that, and he also went to Morris as well. Morris is one of the, it's just great, it's one of the, I just hope there'll be some people, successors, to carry on with keeping Morris going. This is at their, Morris are at Kelso. However, yes, he did, but he had his staff cut, and however. But it's surprising, people might think, do you need all that staff? But you've got what we call plants and things in animal houses. We had a large tropical house, still there. And these... They need to keep going. I just mentioned too that Sam Yard, I still, you know, I know Sam, and he knows me, and like as we did at the show this year, well, every year, I always had a good natter with him. Yeah. And
so did you hear about Caldwell's closing down once you'd retired?
Yes, yeah, we did get to know you. Yeah, I was surprised really, but I know another nursery up in the Wirral here, and we once went, I'm in the local garden club, and we had a visit there, and he said, I don't know what will happen after this. He said, I've got two sons, but neither of them are the slightest bit interested in this business. So I don't know why Caldwell's had it with, maybe it was, I don't know. But the situation's changed a lot over the last, you know, from way back in 1960s and 70s. We've got all these garden centres now, but, the supermarkets, they've got on the bandwagon as well. And I don't really think the supermarkets should have a plant. They don't. Some, I could name one that looks after them very well, but some have gone along and I've seen the poor beggars begging for a drink of water. I think we all have seen this. And I don't know what the manager's doing. He should see that.
So are there any other memories you have of your links with Caldwell's that you'd like to share?
I've got something for you over there, and this is a connection with Cold. My father-in-law, he used to work in Alderley Edge, and he worked with a lot of these posh houses. They had employed a gardener, some too. And he used to do the seeds himself. Now, I'm going to give it to you to put to the... it's a packet of seed that Caldwell's would give free to an order, when an order come in, you know. You say, here's a... and it's lantana. It is when the plant called lantana. And this must have been given to him somewhere around about 1960 or something like that. Anyway, I'll give it you to keep. I have another catalogue as well for you to look at, a good one. But
Did Don Lehman say anything to you when you retired?
Who's that?
Did Don Lehman speak to you when you retired?
No, I didn't. Just to mention this, normally we don't. It's very easy when you take a position like I had and other people who were heads of departments in the zoo, it's very easy to accept or bribe people into something. I'll place an order with you if you give me so-and-so. It's very easy to do that, but we didn't on the gardens. There was nothing on the gardens like that at all. But I will say, Mr. Lehman came along with a long raincoat hanging down, and he came into my office, and we had a chat and all that. And then he said, "I'm leaving this with you." And then, so, which was a bottle of sherry, actually, yeah. But I just, there we are. But it's wrong to accept bribes. It can only get you into trouble.
So was that like at Christmas he would come?
It would be before then, yes. Yeah.
And do you recall they had an anniversary, a special anniversary, I think 200 years. Did you recall that at all?
I don't know. I'm sorry, I don't know.
No, I just wondered.
No. All these things are very sad. But during the course of your life, as you gather from my early talk, how old I am today, and. You've seen so much changes in life, you know. It's always been like that, hasn't it, really?
So did you learn a lot from your father when you were quite young?
Yeah, we lived in the house. We had quite a large garden, and with a lot of things, very much self-sufficient. But I learned more with the. Where the head gardener where I first started work, and he would keep you right. It was really good in those days, but then these places have fallen. They can't afford to keep them like they used to be. Alderley Park Gardens, I have been since. 2 years ago, my brother and I, he lives in Alderley Edge, and he asked if we could go and see the gardens, and yes, but it's like getting into, the security is vast at AstraZeneca, and I know why there should be that security. However, they did grant us permission. And a lady met us, and she took us round to see the gardens as they are 2 years ago. But it's just different now. What used to be vegetables and all that and greenhouses is all mass lawn now, all for sport.
And did your brother work there as well?
He did at the beginning, but probably about 2 years. And then he left. He managed to get an apprenticeship to a plumber in Alderley Edge, and that's what his life was, being a plumber. He's retired. He was just 90 a few weeks ago. Yeah. But in these gardens, like at Donnelly Park, outside you get the pears and the plums growing on the red walls, the Morella cherry, that was quite a favourite on the red wall, and a lot of those grown.
So how many staff were there when you started at Alderley?
There wasn't a lot, about 10. It would be, I think it'd be about 10, yeah. But it was a good life, really. In those days, we were cycling to work, and that. And in the early days at Chester Zoo, you'd get people coming to work on the bicycles. But you go along to, I was in last Friday afternoon. The staff car park, oh, it's full of cars now, you know. So it has changed. But
and the planting at the zoo has changed, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, they've cut out all this year flower beds, and they're more into conservation now than anything, and so be it.
So do they not have the roses anymore? Or?
I doubt if you find it. I was in last Friday afternoon with a friend, and I couldn't just tell you where to go and find a rose bush in the zoo now. They have some colour beds near their red house, the Oakfield, it's called. It's very nice. But they've done... But they haven't got the staff to do it. But they have done some good jobs with in the conservation line. They've got Nepenthes. They've got a marvellous group of... these are for outside. You know, Nepenthes, I'm just saying the proper name now, Nepenthes. The plants which, you know, live on flies and that sort of thing. But there's a really well worth group just at the entrance to the greenhouses. So they have done that. Oh, yes. And they made a Roman garden in the year 2000. They created that, and it was really good. Anyway, it's not. this is the quarterly magazine of the zoo. I'm just checking through. Anyway, it is it's pretty good. But no, it's I think it deteriorated. They wasn't doing quite so much, and that's why it probably dropped off altogether on my successor. Got the orders for Caldwell's.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your memories. That's really very, very interesting. So I will stop now. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.